It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Critics agree. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is the family film you've been searching for.
Go get it!
It's packed with action, full of surprises, and will knock your boots off.
The discovery of a lifetime.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Rated PG. Now playing.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Liquid Gamer Podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I would be Dante Cohn.
So this is your final episode. We talk about one video game character or game per episode.
Yes.
This kind of, you know, we'll probably end up talking about both.
Okay. Yeah.
The first game and the second game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is your big finale. And you've gotten fours, you've gotten... What'd you get?
I got a seven.
Threes. Did you?
I did.
This season you got a seven?
I did. You were
when I was really, really nice?
You were being really nice, apparently. Yeah.
Okay. Remember that.
But apparently the fans have spoken and said they like me failing.
So. Well, I think they'd like to see you sweat a little.
Yeah.
So Bayonetta was your choice.
Yes.
For your finale. Because you think it's a popular subject.
I think it needs more recognition, which is why I couldn't pass up the opportunity to let the people know.
A little too much fan service for me. So, let's get on with the trivia. If you think it's too hard or too easy, let me know at The Liquid Gamer.
I can go ahead and tell you.
Question one. The sequel to Bayonetta was almost canceled due to one of the publisher developers' concern over, quote, the economic climate. Which company?
Platinum.
I gotta accept your first answer. You said Platinum. But in fact, it was Sega.
That's not what I meant to say. Oh!
That's kind of the problem.
I get a zero.
It's like Family Feud.
If I get a zero.
It's like Family Feud. When you press the button, whatever you say is it.
Oh, man. Wow, how embarrassing.
Question two. During this time, Sega chose to only work on their strongest three IPs. Sonic, Total War, one Sonic, two Total War, three what?
Football Manager.
I'm sorry, it's Aliens.
Oh, yes.
They do. that's one they still own the rights to.
Yeah.
Not looking good. Question three.
And I know that answer, too. I just was playing Aliens not too long ago.
Oh, really? Which one?
Colonial, or the one on DS.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, somebody gave it to me and told me to try it.
Okay. Question three. The game was saved by Nintendo, which made fans very upset. The biggest concern is that the game would be blank since Nintendo had what seemed like creative control.
I'm not sure what word you're looking for.
I know, it's rough.
Exclusive? I mean,
that... I mean, that is not what I want, but I'm sure they were.
Watered down, or...
Yeah, I need a specific word. One that I typed.
I feel like you would put the word, like, kitty or something.
No. Would be Kitty. No.
I don't know. This is really mean.
How about this? How about this? Question three. The game was saved by Nintendo, which made fans very upset. The biggest concern, biggest, is that the game would be blank since Nintendo is family friendly.
Cancel?
Ugh. Censored. Censored.
Censored. I feel like Kitty kind of goes along with that.
Censored.
Kitty is censored.
Well, the last answer you gave me was, what, canceled?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you want.
You're not getting that.
Zero. I could have done so much better.
Zero. Question four. When they sent the designs for the Link costume to Nintendo executives, mm-hmm. what did they ask that the costume show more of?
Triforce?
Cleavage.
It doesn't hardly show any, though.
I know. They wanted more. Because the original outfit was like a t-shirt.
Well, they certainly failed at that. It's very disappointing, actually.
Cleavage. Cleavage.
Wow.
This is a good one.
I bet.
This is my favorite question.
You do remember that you're still unemployed. And
supposed to be I am nice. Still unemployed, but I've been applying places and interviewing, and I'm really negative. Right
so now. Okay.
Really unhappy with the job market. Question five. The angels speak their own language in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I realize, you know, it's like weird. Which is actually a real language. What is it called? What is this language?
Any type of hint. Only because there's so many languages in the world.
I mean, there's some biblical reference. That helps.
Hebrew?
No. It's actually named after one of the sons of Noah. Does that help? Don't know how biblical you are.
Shem, Ham, and Japheth?
No, he had a lot of kids.
Noah? He had three sons. I don't...
Moses, then? Maybe Moses.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, Enochian. Named after Enoch.
Enoch, okay.
Who's that? Who's that in the Bible?
That's before Noah. That's Noah's grandfather.
Oh, so it's...
Enochian.
Enochian.
That's a real language?
Yeah, it's a real language.
Where?
This is what angels speak in the Bible.
Okay, where in the world do people speak?
That's...
Okay.
I never said that.
Oh, okay.
I never referenced that.
Okay.
It's a real language.
You tricked me. You tricked me.
So Enoch, so is he son of Adam? Grandson of Adam. Son of Cain? Son of Cain.
He's down the lineage.
Okay.
But before Noah.
Okay. All right. Question six. Getting biblical here.
I wish I could have those kind of questions.
We'll do biblical in the next season. Question six. Her hair can be used to attack, which has its roots in European folklore involving what magical beings?
Demons?
Witches.
Witches. You were
really on that path. Demons.
Yeah, I wasn't paying
attention. We were talking about the Bible. And then
yeah.
So, witches will cut off their hair and use that in their spells.
Hmm.
And that's where using hair as a weapon became a thing, which we've seen in a lot of Japanese fighting games, actually.
This is my most disappointing trivia ever.
This is hilarious.
Because I know I could easily be at least 5 or 6.
No, I think you're going to get this one. Okay, I think great. You got it.
I mean, the first one was supposed to be the one I should have got.
You should have. All right, question seven. Bayonetta, see, I kind of flow. So we talked about witch hair, and now question seven. Bayonetta releases her hair to deal more powerful attacks. This mode is called what? You know, with the flowers.
And yeah, like the she, it's Umbra something. I don't know.
Serious mode.
That escapes my mind for some reason.
Serious mode.
Serious mode. Okay. Whatever, Ryan.
All right, question eight. So we're still at zero, right? zero.
I've never had a zero. Could you imagine if I got a zero, like, on my final?
That would be sad.
Especially when I could have had one.
You should have, but I can't do that. I can't do that. Question eight. I've had a rough week.
Oh, boy. Way to start my eyes off rough, too.
Question eight. Platinum Studios is derived from a defunct Capcom studio that was known as...
I don't know.
Want to take a guess?
I want to say something associated with the star, because Platinum has a little star in it. I don't know.
Okay. No? Okay. No. Clover Studio.
What have they done?
Next question. Okay. Question nine. A gravestone labeled Red Hot Home Run Hitter is a reference to what game by Clover Studios? Beautiful it's probably my top ten.
Beautiful Joe?
That's right.
Oh! Oh, I didn't want you to get anything
that
right.
That is so clutch.
What?
That was very clutch. Clutch.
I don't know what clutch means.
That means
a clutch is on a manual.
I know. Transmission. That means I turned it on when I needed it the most. To save myself from permanent, timeless embarrassment of getting a zero.
Beautiful Joe, that's right. Yeah.
And I also didn't know that it was one of your top ten.
Oh, yeah. I love Beautiful Joe.
I feel good. I'm so happy. That look on your face.
Question 10. Doesn't matter now. He's still... Lois is going to be a half still. There is a scene where Bayonetta draws a pattern with lipstick on Luca. Remember
yes,
that?
Yes.
A face that represents what character? Not the game. What character?
Sonic.
No.
Why do I, for some reason, feel like I've seen that?
No, she has red lipstick, and she draws the thing that's on the character Nokami.
Oh.
But I was looking for Amaterasu.
Amaterasu. Why do I feel like I've seen that? I don't know.
Her mind's playing Sonic?
My mind is playing
tricks. They've done...
Because I know they kind of like tease...
Sonic. Yeah, they did one of the...
Eggman. People,
Eggman thing. Yeah, the Eggman thing.
Okay, well, whatever. I got 1 out of 10. I feel good. I could have had possibly 2.
2, maybe 3.
Maybe 4.
Not 4.
Okay.
You're not getting 4. All right. So Bayonetta is a third-person action game developed by Platinum Games and published by Sega.
Yes.
The sequel was published by Nintendo and a Wii U exclusive, which actually... in my opinion, really hurt the brand. But the game wouldn't have... because not a lot of people own a Wii U, Dante Kong.
Nobody would have had it if it wasn't for Nintendo. Which right. Which means Bayonetta would be dead.
Bayonetta would be dead. But they could have kickstarted it or something.
Because we know Sega doesn't really like to bring back...
Last episode, Shenmue, we got that kickstarted. That was 15 years.
Yeah.
We could have saw Bayonetta pop up on crowdfunding in 15 years.
That would be great.
So the game was originally released for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 in Japan, October 2009. North America and Europe, January 2010. That seems to be common. Shenmue did the same exact thing.
Yeah, you're right.
December and then January, February. Mm. Wonder why. The game was later released on the Wii U alongside its sequel, Bayonetta 2. That was September 2014, so 4 years, almost five. In North America and Europe. So, did you play both?
I did.
You did?
Yes. I did not play it originally when it first released.
All I've played is the demo.
Okay.
Which I liked. I'm a huge Devil May Cry person.
Yes.
I was. I don't like the new one. I was a huge Devil May Cry person. You would think that because I've liked Clover Studios... and pretty much Platinum is the remnants of Clover. That, you know, I'd be on board.
You should be.
But the demo didn't blow me away because it was a little too... You know when you play, like, Dynasty Warriors? Have you played Dynasty mm-hmm. Warriors? And you're just, like, taking out all these people. And then, like, it just gets old after a while.
It's not that many.
And the only thing you look for... Well, I know. But you kind of look forward to the boss fights and only the boss fights. And I feel the same way about Ninja Gaiden, actually.
I strongly agree with that.
Yeah, the new Ninja Gaiden. So you're doing all this BS just to get to the real cool part, right? And Bayonetta, for me, feels like there's a lot of fluff until you get to the boss.
That's why you gotta play it on hard.
Oh, then it's boss all the time.
Well, it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So describe the character.
Take it off for easy, if you will, Ryan.
No, I think my issue is the glasses. I don't want somebody who's nearsighted battling. I feel like she should maybe get some contact lenses.
Oh my goodness. I can't with you.
I don't know what support mechanism she's wearing on her chest.
She's a witch.
Well, then she shouldn't need glasses.
She has guns on her feet. And she's shooting with them.
Doesn't she have a spell to correct her seeing?
It's a look.
Her vision?
They may not even have lenses in them for all we know.
So anyway, describe this character. She's a witch.
She's cool.
Is she?
She's very cool. She's very...
She looks like a character. Have you ever seen Read or Die? It's a manga.
So let me put this in perspective. And this
please.
Is mainly why
I chose... Because I have no idea why you chose this.
I mainly chose Bayonetta because of Smash Brothers. Because when Nintendo said, we want you to vote for who the next two characters you want to be in the game, the whole community, one of the number one people that was voted was Bayonetta. And everybody was like, that's crazy. That will not happen. She has guns. Nintendo was against guns. She'll never get in. Plus, we already have a Sega character in Sonic. So Bayonetta is very popular, which, as you pointed earlier to in the little brief history and in the trivia, many people were upset that it was going to be on the Wii U because most people didn't have one. Most people were not going to buy one, although some did.
Did they, though? Yeah. Just for one little weird game?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people really wanted to see what was happening after Bayonetta 1, which I'm not going to spoil any stories because I know a lot of you have not played it.
Well, how are we going to?
What do you mean?
When are we going to play it if we haven't played it already?
It's not going anywhere, so you can still go get it. Which okay. You should. And after this
let
podcast,
me pull out my Xbox 360.
If you want to play the inferior version, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to buy it on Wii U, yes. So then I get both.
Right.
And I get to look at my gamepad.
No, you can play the Pro Controller.
You know what's funny? I'm going to use that gamepad so much, I'm going to have to get glasses like hers. Oh my goodness. Just so I can...
You're the mega troll of all trolls. But anyway, as you said, Bayonetta is very much Devil May Cry. As much as a Capcom fanboy I am, I had never played Devil May Cry until DMC, which okay. I really like.
I bet.
Which I want a sequel to. So when I played
that... I like the easy version of Devil May Cry.
Excuse me, I played it on all the difficulties. And
yeah, but in that version... Get Nightmare Creatures.
Whatever.
That's a good game. I should do that in my season.
So I realized how much I love that combat system in Devil May Cry. And to see it... I don't want to be disrespectful and say that Platinum perfected it, but they put a new spin on it, if you will. I felt like
there's too much going on. There's like magic circle things that look like Final Fantasy, and then there's like all these guns.
See, I like the competitiveness. Hair. Like, again, comparing it to Devil May Cry, like the biggest thing, they want you to string a combo of multiple attacks.
Okay.
So you gotta know different combinations. Bayonetta, on the other hand, is like, here's a plethora of moves. We don't really care about you comboing per se, but you can.
Okay, let's put an asterisk by this and put in button masher.
No. I've watched people try to button mash. It does not work.
Okay.
You will get destroyed. Especially when you play it on hard, as you should. But...
Such a purist.
I am.
Purist, 1 out of 10.
Whatever. Oh, I can't wait till your season starts.
I should have ended nice. And started out mean, because then we'll go into the next one with you being a little bit friendlier.
No, I won't. I'm going to be mean all the way. So Bayonetta, the first one. I actually like the first one more than the second one.
Okay.
Because
it wasn't designed for the Wii U.
Maybe. Well, okay, so here's the thing. The second one definitely outperforms the first one.
Right. The third one's going to be on the NX tablet.
Oh my goodness, here you are.
Sorry, I've never played.
Honestly, I really think now a third one might be multi-platform if they were to do that.
Okay. Nintendo didn't have any kind of contractual...
I don't think so, because Sega still owns the IP, so...
Oh, they do.
Yeah, to my knowledge, they did not sign up for, like, two or three games to be on Nintendo, but...
Well, that'd be a bad call for Platinum.
Whoever writes the check, I guess.
But, I mean, it got them to do Star Fox.
It did.
Right?
They've kind of ballooned, like, after that game. Yeah. Like, they're all over the place. They're on all kind of platforms.
But, I mean, that... With the sequel, I mean, she had that Star Fox outfit, and the Link outfit, yeah. and the Samus outfit.
What Which I really liked.
What?
All the little outfits. Because she actually performed differently with the outfits,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
yeah. Samus.
No Mario.
Link. No Mario.
But Peach, they
Peach,
had.
Yeah. Because she like threw out the Bowser fist, but but yeah, I think Bayonetta is kind of, or at least for Platinum. I'm gonna talk more about Platinum. I think they kind of have the Arkham Asylum effect. Oh. So when Batman came out, it was like this combat is a game changer, and for Platinum, I think Bayonetta was their game changer because now that battle system is in Transformers, it's in the new Turtles game.
It is in the new Turtles game?
Yes.
I was going to buy that.
And those games have all gotten great reviews, but they're not necessarily popular, if you will.
Hmm.
As much as people, you know, comic nerds, if you will, love Transformers and Ninja Turtles, it's not like they're, you know, million-dollar sellers or million-copy sellers. And,
right.
Or going to win any Game of the Year awards or anything like that. But... Bayonetta is a special character in the sense that she, a lot of people, well, obviously she has a sex appeal that's most I'm just saying that because,
oh boy.
Not for me.
Jiggle vision.
I mean, but that's the era we live in now.
It
is.
The jiggle vision era?
It is. That's what people want to see. They want to see tight buttocks and spandex and all that sort.
I never want to hear you say the word buttocks is...
I'm being...
Again.
...clean on the radio.
Banned words of the Liquid Gamer podcast, buttocks.
Okay. Fine. But it's part of the reason why she was voted into Smash Brothers, just because, like, there's really no character like her. And what's his name from Devil May Cry actually said that he would love for Dante and Bayonetta to be in a game together.
Hmm.
Which we talked about when we did Project Crosszone, that it was planned for Bayonetta to be in there and actually be Dante's partner, but they felt like this is not a just way to put them together.
It's kind of a cop-out.
It really is. Yeah. But you need to play Bayonetta, even if it means I need to let you play it, on your Pro Controller.
Okay, how much you hate your Pro Controller.
And everybody out there listening needs to go play it too, or at least download the demo.
So let's talk about reviews. We've done a lot of good topics this season. Some current, some not. This one is kind of in the middle because it's not really current.
No.
Because I don't think anything's going on with her.
Other than she has been...
She's the next Crash Bandicoot.
She was almost banned in Smash Brothers because she was too overpowered. That's how awesome of a character she was.
Do they have an amiibo?
They're going to announce it. She's going to have an amiibo like everybody else.
All right, so the first game, Bayonetta. We'll start out with the Wii U version, the port that came bundled. 86 out of 100. The PS3 version, which is actually considered to be, by the creators, the company's biggest failure. Got an 87 out of 100.
That's funny.
There's a lot of issues with the PS3 port.
Right.
But on Xbox 360, 90 out of 100. It did great game magazines-wise. I mean, it was 99999, 10999999 kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so awkward that they did not just openly make a sequel that was all over the place.
Yeah.
I think
Sega.
Oh, I know. But Sega's... I don't know.
Like, it's Sonic or Aliens.
Yeah.
Or mobile.
Yeah.
If I ever see a mobile Bayonetta.
Bet you $20. All right, so good season. You had a good season. We did some newer topics. Yeah,
what about the second one?
Oh, you talking about it? Nobody played it. It was on Wii U.
Oh, my goodness.
What was so great about the second one?
It was it's the same game. It's just steady frames, much better graphics.
Much better graphics. It was on the Wii U.
Oh, my goodness. I'm done with you. I'm so glad that my season is coming up because I'm going to troll you so hard. I can't wait to hear what your episodes are.
So what was the prettiest image in 720p that you could recall? Does the Wii U come with coax?
You know you are a Wii U owner, by the way, right?
I do know. That's why I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to talk like this about it.
You are not.
I made the mistake. I'm just trying to keep others from doing the same.
Oh my goodness.
I have the whatever it's called, the black one, the ultimate. Is that what it's called? What was it called? Special. The one with a hard drive.
Yeah.
Thank deluxe? You for that. Yeah. Deluxe. I have the deluxe. Is your gamepad powering okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
My battery keeps lasting less and less every time.
It's kind of one of those things like...
And if that goes out...
Well...
I'm done.
No, well, see, what you don't understand is the Wii U is saying it's done with you. Because when you don't use the gamepad, it's just like, why would I want to play for you when you don't use me?
It's true. We use the gamepad to put on Doc McStuffins, typically.
What is that?
It's a cartoon.
It sounds so disrespectful for
the children's use of the Wii U. Educational program. Mm. Little girl who's a doctor. Not really.
No.
She works on stuffed animals.
She'd be using it to play the best games of this generation.
That's why she's Doc McStuffins. You're way out of bait.
I wonder. I want to know something. Do you plan on buying like these 0.5 consoles?
No.
And you don't plan on buying an NX either?
No. I have a tablet.
So you're a PC gamer for the rest of your life
now. I love PC gaming.
Okay. So you're okay with...
My game system has my computer over there. It's liquid cooling technology for the Liquid Gamer podcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well...
Liquid powered. Like me.
I've learned a lot about you today.
No, I mean, I'll get a Steam box before I get an NX.
Why would you need a Steam box?
Why not? Just to say that I didn't buy an NX.
You're going to be so left behind. But that's okay. I mean, you're probably just going to play Fallout 4 for the next 10 years anyway, right?
It depends on if the DLC gets better. Then yeah. Far Harbor's good. Far Harbor's
good. I doubt it.
Are you out of it? Wait, you don't like Fallout.
Yeah.
That's going to be... Bethesda
is weak.
That is... Oh.
let's remaster Skyrim for the next gen. Oh. We've improved the water texture and the mushroom textures. And for all of you who bought all of our content already, we're going to give it to you for free. Okay.
Thanks. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Because
all the modders outperformed us, which they outperform us in all of our games that we do. So let's take on what you modders have done and let's present it to you as something that we've done.
Yeah, or,
even though we still have glitches and core problems.
You know what they could do? They could just sell it as Skyrim Maker and people make games that are 10 times better and you give them 10 times as less tools like Super Mario Maker.
That is the purpose of it, though.
Yeah, well that's pretty
Skyrim
much...
Skyrim should not be getting out. That's what a mod kit's... people who bought it.
Okay, all right. So when we do the Skyrim episode mm-hmm. and the Fallout 4 episode, mm-hmm. I want you to bring your A game.
Oh.
Not your C game, like you got with me now, with your 1 out of 10. You keep these thoughts for my
really
season.
Dig deep.
Oh, well, you better.
Real deep.
You better.
Matter of fact, I'm just going to let you know right now, everything is going to have an essay answer.
Okay. Maybe I went too far. All right, so Bayonetta. Bayonetta 2. Just the same game with Nintendo outfits, really. Very cool. 90 out of 100 on Xbox. Much lower on everything else. So. We'll see.
Not much lower.
Much lower. But do you think this is going to be like this is your favorite episode? This is what you chose for 10? You chose Legend of Zelda? And now Bayonetta.
Yes.
What does the name mean?
It's her. I mean, what do you mean? It doesn't mean anything.
Okay. No.
Just her name. I say I can't give that. I don't want to give that away.
Oh, that's, you have. There is a reason.
I mean, yeah, there's. It's part of the story.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't mean anything per se.
How much is this on Amazon?
$30.
$30 for both.
No, you only get one now. You missed it on your chance to get both.
Yeah. I'm sure it's out there.
I mean, you can pay $30 for each of them separately, but...
Single disc, $20.
There you go. Go ahead, add to cart, and purchase.
And I can get both of them for $94.98.
That's interesting.
Because it's...
Rare. It's a special.
Yeah. Well, I'll pass.
Wouldn't be new, passing up on classics.
Classics, like Bayonetta.
You know, like, if you could create your own Hall of Fame, we would have to, like, put it somewhere like Alaska, where nobody's really going to go.
I love Alaska.
It's nice for nature.
It is.
But you don't go there to really learn about anything cultural.
They have the most national parks.
I don't think parks are cultural. That's, you know, environmental. Nature. I mean, culture is what you make of it.
Well,
your Hall of Fame is weak.
I know you're upset, 1 out of 10 and everything. It's better than your half out of 10, so. I look forward to seeing the future of Bayonetta. I'm sure she has a bright future ahead of her in Super Smash Bros. Games and Mario Kart or something.
That would be awesome.
So, until then, until my season begins, which is next week, I apologize for Dante's performance on the trivia. I did my best to make it easy.
Yeah.
But when he answers what studio backed out, and he says the one that's names on the box, it's kind of an issue. So.
Okay. Way out of context, but okay.
Until next time, my name is Ryan.
And I am Dante Kong.
Good gaming.
Say Metro by T-Mobile. Got the best deal in wireless. And it's all for you. All for me. Just switch quickly. Because Metro has two lines for $80. And two Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones for free. Plus Amazon Prime included. That's the way wireless should be. Only at Metro.
Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Hey there, podcast fans. Are you looking for a new true crime podcast? Check out Gangster House, the new podcast from Imperative Entertainment. Gangster House has everything. Hospital hitmen, FBI informants, a prison escape, a van explosion, and so much more. I'm Jason Hoke, creator of Gangster House and producer of podcast megahits Atlanta Monster, Broken Hearts, and Monster, the Zodiac Killer. Listen to Gangster House right now on your favorite podcast player.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.